215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights have had a rough go for the last several weeks, but showed some grit in outlasting the Eastern Conference best team last night. Alex Petrangelo's goal in extra play gave the Knights the 2-1 win over the Boston Bruins at T-Mobile Arena. Next up, the Calgary Flames tomorrow night, 7 o'clock face-off at the Fortress. Going to be a quarterback-heavy NFL draft this spring. Question is, will the Raiders benefit from it? Finishing the season at 8-9 gives the Silver and Black the 13th overall pick. Barring a trade to move them up in the picking order, that might be tough for them to land one of the top three prospects at the position. We have college basketball in the Valley this weekend. The Runnin' Rebels will host 20th-ranked Utah State at the Thomas & Mack tomorrow. Tip goes up at noon.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Just one reported accident now. It's on the Northwest Beltway, 215 northbound after Ann Road. All clear now on I-15. Starting to get back up to speed there on southbound 15 approaching Spring Mountain. No problems to report on 95. No unexpected delays, that is. East side intersection of Nellis and Washington, still one to avoid. Most affected is northbound Nellis at Washington. That's taking up the right side of the roadway there. Mostly sunny and cool today. Less wind than we've been seeing the last couple of days. Today's highs in the low 50s. Be warming up to 60 degrees by Sunday afternoon. 36, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Street walks down the street, the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. I had a chance earlier today to visit with Congressman Mark Amaday. Congress is back, the House and the Senate, both in session today. And one of the things I asked him, you've been back just a couple of days, but what have you gotten done in the last few days?
Kevin, I'd like to put a positive spin on it. I'll stop short of putting a negative spin, but we came back Tuesday. We had a quorum call vote. And for those that don't know what that is, that's not changing the course of the history of the nation. And then Wednesday, We had a vote to do three bills that aren't related with anything that you're talking to your viewers about. You know, I mean, it's important stuff, but not like the budget, not like the border, not like impeachment, not like any of that stuff. And some of our colleagues decided they were going to punish the speaker, I guess, by killing the rule to bring those three rule bills down. You can't go to the floor without a rule unless you're on suspension. So that pretty much took Wednesday out of the mix. And then yesterday, they all got together and so we finally passed the rule yesterday and started voting on these three bills. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Kevin, the clock's ticking on funding, you know, the operations of the federal government. And, people are, you know, I'd like to tell you, you know, it's like, hey, the Republicans are in the majority, but we're having a hard time coming to grips and acting like that because we're so obsessed with fighting with each other. And remember the context that this happens in, Kevin, is we're the only elephant in the jungle that's in a position to affect things. Last time I checked, Chuck Schumer didn't care about what your Republican Central Committee or the RNC or anybody else thinks about the thing. And we don't need to even go into whose administration's in the White House. So, to circle back where you started, we're not lighting the world on fire in terms of chopping the wood in front of us.
Let me ask you a question, though. Are we headed, and again, this is not your first rodeo. You have been here many, many times before. Are we headed to a government shutdown? And if so, when would it occur? How would it occur?
Well, you'd have a partial shutdown next a week from today. I don't think we are, though, and I'll tell you why. Mike Johnson I think he understands, and we've had the discussion, so I'll abbreviate it, Kevin. I voted for every shutdown we had an opportunity to vote for. I voted for him under Boehner. I voted for him with Obama. I voted for him in favor of the one that President Trump wanted, three of them. And here's the problem. You can say, we're going to shut it down. And there's a lot of talk to that right now, Kevin. So a normal question would be, okay, we shut it down, then what? What are we going to get? What's the objective? Other than to get on your show right now and say, hey, we shut it down. Want to pat me on the back, Kev? And so it's like, listen, tell me what we gained, because I've been through three of them, and you know what changed from the beginning to the end? And I'm not a fast learner, Kevin. I voted for three of them. Nothing changed from the beginning to the end. And it's like, I'm willing to go where the lead's flying politically, and that's fine. That's part of the job. But what's the objective? Okay, it's shut down. Now what? And you can kind of hear by the tone in my voice, like, man, I'm all for the red team, but just doing it to say there. It's like, okay, what comes after there? And that's where we're at, Kevin. When you look at all the stuff, the blogosphere, the people that are on TV, the all whatever, it's like, okay, shut her down. What are we going to get? How are we going to advance that conservative agenda? We shut her down, we're going to – and as a matter of fact, I'll get you the stuff. I got my staff working on the top, you know, dozen things that shut down. And by the way, Kevin, real quick, one of those things is the troops in the field. And so, you know, those folks that we're not exactly killing ourselves to shower. It's like, oh, by the way, how's that cash flowing on that specialist E-4 salary in the Army? And oh by the way, do you have a family and do you have to pay rent on your apartment and blah, blah, blah? And it's like, of course, we didn't do anything for them in this instance. Oh, well, Mr. Landlord, Mrs. Landlord, I'm good for it. I mean, I'm going to get paid, but, you know, I'll pay you as soon as I get mine. That doesn't sound like leadership to me, Kevin.
There you have it. Mark Amadei, he was on the show earlier from our nation's capital. And will there be a government shutdown? I just don't know. I have a bad feeling, though, I really do. I have a bad feeling this time around because there are a lot of people who are dug in on their policy, folks that want borders, folks that want to help Ukraine and Israel and all of that. We will get to that in due time. By the way, tomorrow, or rather Monday on the show, Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist, will preview the Iowa caucuses. What will we learn about the GOP presidential field? Is the race over after Monday night? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on our Monday show. That'll be a lot of fun. Enjoy a great weekend of NFL football. Excuse me, NFL football. We'll talk about it again on Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Have a great weekend. Fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at legalelite.com.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, January 12th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The Houthis attacked. Belichick out. Law enforcement deaths down. And a beloved candy discontinued. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, United States and UK militaries launched strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday. Over a dozen targets were hit by missiles fired from the air, surface, and sub-platforms, all done to try and get the Houthis to stop targeting ships in the Red Sea so that the ships can make it to Europe and North America without sailing underneath South Africa. The purpose of the Navy is to ensure safe shipping lanes, and these Iranian-backed Houthis are making it too dangerous. The United States Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was in the region. He said, if it doesn't stop, we said there will be consequences. And unfortunately, it hasn't stopped. Bill Belichick has left the Patriots. 24 seasons, 6 Super Bowls later. Everyone, at least publicly, seems to have left on good terms. The team's owner, Bob Kraft, said Coach Belichick will forever be celebrated as a legendary sports icon here in New England. Tom Brady, who played with him for 20 years, called Belichick the best coach in the history of the NFL. He leaves New England with 333 career victories, just behind Don Shula at 347. And he has 8 Super Bowl wins, 2 with the Giants as an assistant coach. Law enforcement deaths in the line of duty decreased by 40% in 2023 compared to the year prior. Last year, 136 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers died in the line of duty compared to 224 the year before. 47 officers were shot and killed in the line of duty. That's a 25% decrease compared to the 63% the year before. Now, more officers were shot, but fewer died. It's also getting harder for many cities to even find any police officers. The number of police officers has fallen by 4% over the last 4 years. Some departments can't hire anyone. San Francisco, the starting salary for a new police officer is $120,000 a year. And after the defund the police and all the different social changes of the last few years, it's harder to get anyone to take it. Do you remember Fruit Stripe Gum? The logo was a zebra, but the stripes were green, yellow, and red. Well, it's over. Ferrara, the owner of the gum, said the decision to sunset this product was not taken lightly. The company still makes Fun Dip, Pixie Sticks, and Nerds. This gum was sold since the 60s. The 5 flavors, wet and wild melon, cherry, lemon, orange, and peach, and each pack came with a temporary tattoo of the zebra. If you see any in a store, stock up while you can. That's the last shipment anyone will get. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number 2, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, few were surprised by Chris Christie dropping out of the presidential primaries because he really had no fan base. I mean, who supported the former Jersey governor? His entire campaign was telling folks what a menace Donald Trump is. There are a few Republicans who rally to that, but not many. So from the jump, Christie had no shot. The folks that like Governor Christie will probably go to Nikki Haley, who is a very long shot to defeat Donald Trump. That might help Haley's profile in Iowa and New Hampshire if she gets Christie votes, but it's not going to be enough to overwhelm Trump. Nikki Haley has plenty of money, and the corporate media has accepted her as a useful tool in weakening the former president. Ron DeSantis will likely get waxed in Iowa on Monday, and that will be it for him. He's out of money and time. However, his supporters should go to Trump rather than Haley, who is not a culture warrior. DeSantis and Trump are. American politics is a ruthless game, as you know, and we will see that demonstrated over the next 10 months. The upcoming campaign is impossible to predict. The easy stuff is almost over. Chris Christie's departure was the easy stuff. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Claudia. So Michelle Obama is qualified to be president because she was first lady for 8 years. Suddenly I'm imagining Mamie Eisenhower making a run, or Laura Bush or Nancy Reagan. Pretty amusing. At least Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. No, not a very good one. It takes ambition, I guess, and maybe an ambitious husband. Okay, Claudia, if you're going to do that analysis with Michelle Obama, then you're going to be hit with, well, Donald Trump didn't have any political experience either. Just so you know. Mike Gibbons, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, nice town. Billy's statement about founders never envisioning the progressive movement is probably true, but Benjamin Franklin did say, quote, when the people find they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic, unquote. Good quote. A lot of quotes in there, but yeah. Once the government is sugar daddy or mommy, people vote to get money, not on what's best for the country. Got a lot of that now. Voldemar Muling. Colorado Springs. Bill, I'm not a premium member, but I have a question. Hunter Biden showed up in the House and once again basically gave the middle finger to Congress. How much longer will we need to put up with the Biden corruption? You don't have to be a premium or concierge member to get your letter read. Okay, this is what the mail segment is. All you don't have to be a member. Number two, what do you want? The Justice Department works for the president of the United States, who is at the nexus of all the Biden family corruption. So, you know, the Republicans in the House are trying to expose it, but it's probably going to be after Biden leaves that we'll all know what really happened. In a moment, something you might not know.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection.
So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Beginning January 1st, California became the first state in the union to offer free health care for illegal migrants. Despite a record budget deficit, Sacramento will spend billions on the new law. Here is a preview of Gavin Newsom's latest giveaway. The Golden State already offers a program called Medi-Cal, providing free health services to people living beneath the poverty line, the blind, disabled, pregnant women, and the elderly. To enroll, folks have to prove they are legal residents of California. But that requirement has now been waived for undocumented migrants. Foreign nationals are now eligible for free benefits, including medical, mental, dental, vision, family planning, contraception, and abortion, all of that in California. Officials expect 1 million people to sign up by July, with another million by the end of next year. In total, more than half of America's migrants are uninsured, compared to 8% of U.S.-born citizens. Taxpayers will soon spend $100 billion each year on hospital visits, surgeries, and emergency care for the undocumented. That's more than any other nation on earth. Overseas, most of the development world offers socialized medicine. Just Thailand extends those benefits to foreigners. People looking to access government health programs in Europe are required to show citizenship, establishment of a permanent residence, proof of paying taxes, and a valid birth certificate. And here's something else you might not know. All of this spending is creating an economic catastrophe in California. When Gavin Newsom was sworn in as governor 4 years ago, Sacramento had a budget surplus of $75 billion. Today, the Golden State has a deficit of $70 billion, quite a turnaround. The biggest factor, an exodus of high-income earners moving to other states. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584. 7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.